This is IGN.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Fallout 4 PS Plus owners currently cannot get the next-gen update for free. It's Friday, April 26th, and this is IGN News. Those who have Fallout 4 via PlayStation Plus do not appear to be able to download the next-gen update for free. Reports indicate that the Fallout 4 next-gen update, which you can check out the patch notes at IGN.com, is free only to those who own the post-apocalyptic adventure outright, as opposed to via the PS Plus subscription service. It's unclear if this is intentional or a bug. IGN has asked Bethesda for comment. This does not appear to be the case on Xbox Game Pass, where the native Xbox Series X and S version of Fallout 4 is available to subscribers. Fallout developer Bethesda, via its parent company ZeniMax, is owned by Xbox maker Microsoft. IGN has verified that PS Plus subscribers will see the PlayStation 4 version of Fallout 4 receive a big update. The last-gen versions of the game are now updated too, with new content and some bug fixes. There appears to be no way to access the native PS5 version without buying it at the time of this article's publication. A Bethesda rep posted on the company's Discord to address the confusion, saying, PS5 upgrades should be available for you if you own Fallout 4 on the PSN account. Still looking into this for the PS Plus users. PS Plus subscribers have expressed disappointment over the situation and are criticizing Bethesda for not flagging this problem ahead of the much-anticipated launch of the Fallout 4 next-gen update. The next-gen update includes native applications for the consoles, performance mode and quality mode settings, as well as stability improvements and fixes. This means the game will be playable up to 60 frames per second and with an increased resolution. Elsewhere, Fallout 4 on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One also gets a free update with stability improvements and login and quest fixes. And finally, a free Fallout 4 update for PC adds widescreen and ultra-widescreen support, as well as fixes to Creation Kit and a variety of quest updates. Players with PC versions of Fallout 4 on Steam, the Microsoft Store, and GOG will receive stability, mod, and bug fixes. Fallout 4 will also be sold on the Epic Game Store and will be Steam Deck verified. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest game and console updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.